Support for WPR comes from 4imprint, providers of promotional products for businesses, including embroidered apparel, trade show items, and logoed business gifts. More is at 4imprint.com. 4imprint, for certain.
It's the midday.
It
Norman
is.
And Vicky,
yes.
And a special guest today, Carlos Moser, who has had quite a fabulous career in music and, by all accounts, not slacking off a bit here. I'm just going to kind of hit the highlights in this biography that we have.
Oh, my. Okay.
Born in Western Brazil, missionary parents, and you received musical training in Denver from Antonia Brico.
Correct.
Also worked with Boris Goldolsky.
Yes.
And let's see, another highlight included being the founding conductor of the Fox Valley Symphony.
Yes, during my years as a professor here.
And Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra director.
Mm-hmm. He's admitted to everything so far.
yes, he admitted. Wisconsin Ballet music director for a couple of years there. And then a delightful turn in 1974 with the original Hyperion Oriental Foxtrot Orchestra.
Yes.
And now you're composing.
Well, Vicky, remember that during all of this, I was also teaching at the University of Wisconsin-Madison from 1961. And I taught here opera lectures and piano for 36 years. So these are all moonlighting.
Extras.
That's a lot of
extras.
Moonlight.
Yes.
Extras. So tell us about the composing. You have chosen some very interesting texts.
Well, I did get 2 degrees in composing. My undergraduate degree in Princeton. I studied with people like Milton Babbitt and Thompson, Randall Thompson. Not Virgil Thompson. And then I got a degree, graduate degree in Denver, Boulder, Colorado, actually, with Cecil Effinger. So my composition has been there since my teens.
Mm-hmm.
But I've looked upon it mostly and informing my approach to conducting and playing music. It helps me to know how to compose mm-hmm. when I can think about what I'm playing. And only after I have retired have I had the luxury of spending more time composing.
So you're writing for the voice and other instruments now, voice and piano in some cases?
Yes, voice and piano, a voice and 4 solo strings, and surprisingly also a voice and double bass. The main reason I'm doing this program is that Jamie Schmidt and Kathy Otterson commissioned for me a song cycle. And song cycles often have an extra instrument, a violin, a flute, an oboe, etc. I don't know of any that has a double bass in addition to the piano and voice. And I picked it partly because of the timbre of Kathy's voice, and I must say it's working very well. We have a brilliant bassist, really, Ross Gilliland, who is not only playing those 6, but also much more recent cycle I did of 6 very short epigrams, simply for voice and double bass and no piano.
That is unusual.
It does sound unusual. Mm-hmm. Mimi Fulmer, actually, who is a real musical polymath and has sung just about everything, has sung quite a bit of solo, soprano, and double bass, but we haven't heard it much. I must confess, my approach is much more tonal and accessible than the stuff she has shown me that she can do so brilliantly, and that's why composers love her.
Well, I'm curious about these poets that you've chosen because they are, they have love poetry that you have interpreted here. Kavafi is one.
Yes, indeed.
Rumi, another.
Rumi.
Mm-hmm.
Rumi is his nickname, of course, Jalaluddin, the Afghanistan, or as John Barker is fond of correcting me, the Turks feel that he is Turkish because he died there and there is much appreciation of Rumi in Turkey. But he did write in Farsi, as did Hafiz a century later, both Sufi mystics, and they wrote thousands of ghazals, so-called. Ghazal. G-H-A-Z-E-L-L, but it's pronounced guzzle, don't ask me why. about love, intoxication, death, everything. And So I have those two poets obviously wrote in Farsi, and I don't know Farsi, but the Kavafi wrote in Greek, and Greek is not that difficult. So I have written about five or six in Greek.
And does that include the one we're about to hear, Unbounded?
Unbounded, I wrote both in English and in Greek, and exactly the same number of syllables and exactly the same accent. Unbounded is a very short song, but it is full of energy, and to me expresses something of the 1913 feeling, the year in which Kavafi wrote it. Pre-war, anything is possible, no restrictions, and yet with a kind of luminous night, phosphorescent night, in which is half reality, half images reeling in my brain.
So short but unbounded. Unbounded.
Unbounded.
Yes, sung by Mimi Fulmer and played by Melinda Moser. We were able to show my interest in the Kavafi cycle. I have planned a cycle of 9 songs, and we, just on September 6th, Mimi kindly sang 5 of them, both in English and in Greek.
That's versatile.
This is a concert. This is, I believe that's one of the pieces that will be
Absolutely.
On a concert
yes.
coming up this Saturday.
No, this Sunday.
The Sunday the 22nd. There it is, in the afternoon at Old Music Hall.
3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock, correct.
And it's called Eros Piercing, E-R-O-S.
That little god of love who strikes us when we don't know.
And it includes a concert of your music, which has, I see here, not only text by Kavafi and Rumi, but also James Joyce.
Yes.
And John W. Barker.
John W. Barker. Wonderful musical knowledge in his brain. And he, I know he has worked with Savoyards a lot, and he admires Gilbert. And so I asked him to find some words, adulatory words. These are songs of ardor, songs of adulation, about the School of Music, which was very kind to me for 36 years. And he wrote some wonderful comic words about three graduates, three women, a magnificent trio of women who have graduated and learned a lot from the School of Music, and we pay tribute to it.
That's fabulous. Well, let's get back to that song for voice and bass.
Yes, the Hafiz, I wrote 6 holy epigrams. I was inspired. People ask, you know, about inspiration. I think I was inspired to see my former student Jane Ferris at a WISO concert, and she beamed with pleasure when her son Benjamin was playing the double bass. So, knowing that they had a connection also with Grace Episcopal Church, I wrote 6 holy epigrams, which could be heard anywhere in church, for just bass and voice.
Mm-hmm. So we'll hear one.
And we have one here sung by Wendy Rowe, and the bass played by Ross Gilliland. It's called Day Sky. Let us be like 2 falling stars in the day sky. If you think of it, they're not visible. So listen to her words. Technically, it is a canon. They both do the piece twice, but Ross comes in halfway through and plays twice as fast. Listen to it.
the bass provides a lovely accompaniment for the voice.
Good.
Wendy Rowe was a soprano. Ross Gilliland played bass. And I understand that this concert will feature former students of yours. And it is also a benefit for the students at the UW-Madison School of Music.
Yes, indeed. We have many, not only Wendy Rowe, but Kathleen Otterson, who, as I said, commissioned the Rumi, Jackie Colbert, and Melissa Hinz, etc. And some guests, like Vincent Fu, a wonderful pianist, who will play a rag of mine. He really brings a lot of sparkle to that. The reason we're charging is partly that Melinda and I want to complete establishing an endowment, the Carlos and Melinda Moser Endowment Fund, for opera opportunities for students. We will give free tickets to operas in the region here, Madison, Milwaukee, Chicago, once it gets really well established. And this comes out of my experience as an undergraduate in Princeton. Mm-hmm. I found that I could get free tickets to the Metropolitan, and I often went from Princeton on the train to the Met between 1946 and 50. So think of those years. That was a long time ago, yeah. But yet I heard wonderful people, yeah. Famous like Lauritz Melchior, Helen Traubel, Zinka Milanov, Bidu Sayong, and I did not know how much was soaking into my brain, but I loved it. And I want to give that kind of opportunity to students here. Not only undergraduate music students, but frankly, I want to talk with Joe Varga about having graduate design students in theater and in drama, because think of what opera can do in visual, yes. Arts that the theater doesn't usually. Usually you don't have that big a budget for something spectacular in the theater, but you get something like Aida, and you know, lighting designers, costume set designers can really get a great stimulus, I hope.
Yeah, that seems to part of it that's often overlooked, is the
yes,
design part.
Yes, and nice many universities, the University of Wisconsin, I say, was very kind to me, but I was in the School of Music, and many universities have had separate departments for opera because it's not a musical form, as Ron Mitchell told me. He was here in the theater and drama department. This is not music, this is music drama, and it's a different art. And although the School of Music very kindly tolerated all of my demands for the visual aspects, it was really the theater and drama department that helped me bring something different.
Hmm. Well, we have one more song that we're going to share with our audience. This one
Epes.
Is in Greek?
Yes.
It is.
Epestrephe.
Thank you.
Epestrephe. Cavafy lived from 1866 to 1933. So he was early 20th century, but he spoke modern Greek and lived in Alexandria, Egypt. He's so much appreciated. He has quite a following for his not only memories of what has happened to him in the past, but his identifying it and being honest about what they meant, where they came from, and how much he misses them. Agape, love, nichta, night, derma, derm, or skin are in here, and emma, or blood, hemo. So we have some sense of that as you listen to the modern Greek. Come back, take hold of me. Emotion that I love so well and remember so well. When skin and lips remember. In Greek, epestrephe ke perneme. Thank you.
was Mimi Fulmer with pianist Melinda Moser singing a song in the modern Greek epistrophe, and it's part of a series, it's a cycle that's in progress, I see.
Yes.
Called Aeneid?
Yes, because there are nine songs. The nine songs for tenor and treble will be three duets, three tenor solos, three treble solos. I have finished seven, but I'm still working on the eighth and the ninth.
Mm-hmm. The text by Cavafy and the music by Carlos Moser, who we're speaking with today. And the concert on Sunday afternoon will include the completed songs from that cycle, as well as
five of them, yes, indeed.
Fountain of Fire.
Fountain of Fire, a cycle to poems by Rumi, the Afghanistan poet.
And a much earlier piano piece called Eros Piercing.
Rick Mackey introduced me to rags, and so after a few years of working with the original Hyperion Oriental Foxtrot Orchestra, I composed a rag about the god of love, Eros Piercing.
Now, I understand that the that Foxtrot Orchestra performed at the grand opening of the Capitol Theater, which has had since another grand opening.
Yes, exactly. We have played many concerts and dances, and we like both venues very much, usually with 14 people if we add strings and nine. And I've rested since my retirement, but we might be able to bring it back.
But we do have a piece,
Something a snippet.
Completely different. Let's see, Zez Confrey, is that the composer for this classic, piano classic?
Yes, from Albanis to Zez.
There you go.
Carlos Moser at the keyboard.
With Kitten on the keys. Next time we have a party here in the midday, we'll know who to invite.
Kitten on the keys.
Yes, and that was a pleasure to play. Rick introduced me to that genre, and it helped stimulate my writing of the Eros Piercing, which Vincent Fu will play on Sunday. So it shows a little bit of the broad range of my interests up to now, and I'm delighted to have been able to share with you some snippets.
A little bit of a career retrospective for our guest today. Carlos Moser.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.